Well, even though dairy is Wisconsin's signature agricultural industry, one of the real strengths of Wisconsin agriculture is its diversity. And one area we've really seen some growth, especially thanks to the latest technology, is in the area of potato production. And even though Wisconsin isn't Idaho, according to the executive director of the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers, Dwayne Motz, Wisconsin has a lot to be proud about.
On a value-added basis, we generate about $7 billion on an annual basis in regard to growing the potatoes, packaging them, employing people throughout that food chain system, and as well as sending them off to the consumer. Our farms are very diverse. We have small operations that grow 100 or 200 acres of potatoes, and we have farms that are growing 7,000 acres of potatoes.
And thanks to the technology now available in storing, packing, and shipping potatoes, Wisconsin's industry has become even more efficient and successful.
We've taken advantage of some of the technologies that have even come out of other industries. The sorter that you saw, that kind of technology was actually perfected in like potato chips and snack foods. And so we can clean out quite a bit of what we would normally have to pick out with a worker with that type of sorting system, and then allow those people to do more functional jobs in the facility that bring a greater value not only to the employee, but to the product that we're selling.
One of the key changes is the ability of the electronic eye to replace the human eye.
The computer recognizes a color difference or a shape difference, and then that after it passes that set of eyes, there's a series of kickers that can pop that potato out of the flow. And then that goes either to a separate lower grade of potato, or it goes to garbage, which then it's flushed out of the system.
And of course, all this is done with one thing in mind, making sure they give the best quality product to the consumer.
Our ultimate goal is to give them a potato that they fully expect in their mind is their image of a good potato. It comes with appearance, it comes with flavor, it's having some shelf life built into that so that they get a good product and that they can come back to the store and say, gee, I really like those potatoes.
And thanks to the creativity and commitment of the industry, we now have more varieties of potatoes being grown in Wisconsin, including specialty potatoes, something that's helping in the entire sustainability effort of the potato industry. Well, looking at the dairy industry, we see our prices are higher today. Block cheese up a penny to 178 and one quarter of a cent per pound. Barrels gain 4 cents to 176, while AA butter remains at $1.45. Class 3 prices, July unchanged at $17.36. August up 2 to $18.05. October off 4 at $18.75. And November dips to $18.18. Board of Trade, September corn off fractionally, 4.95 and three quarters of a cent. December unchanged, 4.78 and three quarters of a cent. Beans for August now down to 13.43 and three quarters of a cent. November 12.20, while September wheat is up to 6.53 and one quarter of a cent per bushel. Equity livestock, slaughter cows, cut and utilities, 76 to 93. Most of the slaughter cows, 60 to 75, with slaughter bulls, 80 to 102. Replacement bull calves, 50 to 130. Heifer calves, 60 to 140. And those barrels and gilts, 68 and down. And that is your information on the agricultural front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.